Blog Talk Radio.
Have tuned into Home, telling our history of illness. Welcome home. I am so glad that you're joining me on today. Truly, today is the day that we will rejoice and be glad. And the scripture said, O magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt me together. I come to lie to it. The name of Jesus, recognizing that that is the highest name that I've ever recognized. I am so excited that you, Abby, you have joined me on today. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do, even through your life. Child of God, I come to tell you that God has a blessing for you. I hear the scripture saying that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and added no sorrow. And they have a no soul for you as you are today. So be encouraged. I want to say I thank God for each and every one of you from that are joining, those that are near and afar, those that are there in Ghana, India, Nigeria. We want to say we welcome you, and even those of my friends that are here just in the region of the United States, we want you to know that we're excited on today, excited about what God doing in and through your life. I say before we get started on today, be encouraged as never before. Yes, we're living in times, a very challenging time. As the scripture says, as to look up and live. And no matter where you might be in the station and you find yourself, or even how the tools of life are going for you even today, there is still yet. By looking to heal, which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. And I can tell you, this too will pass. You keep your anchor anchored in Jesus and anchored the word of God. So on that note, I wanted to let you know I have a beautiful lesson on today. I'm excited, you know, about what God is doing in this past on today. I want you to know God has been just doing some phenomenal things among his people by virtually among us as you were before. And he has just been pouring out his spirit within the church and upon this people as never before. So I want you to be encouraged and just catch a hold and step into the way and the move of God, of what God is doing in the lives of people. He just wants you to be so Christian things of God. So on that note, I want to share with you what we're going to be talking about on today. The lesson is about heaven. And we know Jesus taught that there is a new and a better land promised to the saints of God. That new and better place. So I'm going to look today closer into the teaching of Jesus centered around heaven and about heaven. And so I invite you, as you make a way at home, I want to encourage you to go over to Matthew chapter 20, verses number 1 to number 14. Now, I want you to know that what we're going to be doing, we're going to look at the Word of God, and we pray that you'll be encouraged and empowered from these lessons. Principle, and as we are going the theological implication, contextualizing the relevancy for today's living, you will be tremendous impact, and your life will be even greater and richer, and your spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. As you listen to these lessons, you'll be greatly blessed. Now, let's look at our lesson today. This is found over Matthew chapter 20, verses number 1 to verse 15. And he's on this line. His answer is spake unto them again by a parable, things. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for a son, and sent his servants to all that were bidden to the marriage. And they would not come. I sent up servants to them, which are bidden. Behold, I have appeared to my deer, my ox, and fatling are killed, and all ready. I'm not the rich, but they made lie of it, and went their place unto his farm, and other to the merchandise. And his servant, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard that he was wrong, he sent forth his army and destroyed his murderers and burned up their city. And he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden are not. Go ye to the highways as ye find bid to the marriage. So those servants went into the highway and gathered all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came to see the guests, he saw there was a man who had not on a wedding garment. He said to him, friend, how came this thou hither, not having a wedding garment, and you speechless? Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and pass him into the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For we are called, but few are chosen. We are also in junction, too, with chapter 14, verse number 2. In my father's house are many agents. If it were not so, I told you. Only a place for you. Now, let's take a look. Listen today. We're going to look at the hope of heaven. Going to talk about the child of God. Life is good. How long a better land? How long a better land? And we all look at the inhabitants of heaven as well as the happiness of heaven. But take a look here. Among the religious and the children which Jesus delivered were concerning the future things. That's fine. Now, in this lesson, we're going to the bright side of eternity, the promise of new land that Jesus said he has gone to prepare. It's a place called heaven. Now, human lives have been filled with pain and amusement. And there are times that only the assurance of moving forward or standing strong. That word of the Spirit of the Lord assures us is place prepared for us, and that it will be better when we get there to heaven. Now, let's look at this. In this system, God chose to many times through the promises of things yet to come and the hope associated with them. Now, like people, and then all of a sudden it vanishes away. James 4:14 doesn't know that. Well, that old existence are to be this life. All that God has planned, provided us. But we have a hope beyond this life. I tell you, child of God, it is such a blessing for us to know that we have a better life, that is far beyond this life which we are living in now. And let's look at this. One need not believe we live even here as of God, as we live in for Christ. Joy, peace, and the fellowship that God have with our Savior, as well as the fellowship with the children here on earth, are to be greatly enjoyed and appreciated. Now, being honest and pure association with people who are worthy of our trust, who can be depended on, is very valuable. So we have grown to value even here on earth. there's no way to fully comprehend the privileges that are experienced by the child of God. Even if there were to be no afterlife, living for the Lord would still be the best life here on earth. Now, even in our suffering, God, there are times we experience suffering and hardship, pain, and disappointment as a child of God. In those circumstances and situations, we have the opportunity to demonstrate the character of Christ and allow God to work in us, do us, to conform us to His image. And so, what's the thing to do? Grab a hold and understand that when we're going for our trial, these things are not to overthrow us, but it's an opportunity for the church of God to shine as and to emulate the character and the characteristics of God. So recognize that. But during these times, allow God to work for us and allow God to conform us into His head. And what the avenue will do is to cause the child of God to get so focused in on what they're going through, what someone did to them, how somebody else reacted to them, and what tomorrow's going to be coming out of these things, as opposed to really think that God was something far more greater than we can even imagine through this disappointing thing or through this fiery trial that you may be. Well, what's happening is that God wants to show himself mighty and strong. His works to be glorified and His glory to be revealed in the situation that He is in this, as children of God, characteristics of our faith in Jesus Christ. So I can't tell you, whoever I'm talking to, that this did not come to throw you. It did not come to throw you aside, but it comes to allow God to work in your life. But two, to allow God to be formed in through His character and through for His image to be formed in our life. So if we can grow on these things, recognize that God is doing something far greater than I can even imagine Him. And so that's when we behold as the child of God to be still. Know that He is God, because He is going to be exalted. I wonder how that looks. He's going to be exalted. I wonder how hard and uncomfortable it is. He's still going to be exalted. I don't care if He is going to be because of it. He wants you to know, hold fast. So, now, we were talking about a couple of weeks ago at church and share with the children of God about the holding fast to the Lord and the altar. And when we pray and call on the Lord, because what happens is that so many things come to this practice. Clark had the horns on that altar. So they can hold, grab a hold of it. And that's as it is when we need. I mean, I think that sometimes people want to be in prayer, really want you to get to the prayer meeting, and we've got to hold fast that assignment of being committed to prayer and being hold fast, because if not, the phone calls will come to disturb you. Other things that matter will come to try to disturb you. But getting those places where God really wants us to be at, the music, to hold fast to that. In ourselves, God is doing things. From 8 and 12, they did all things for the good to them. Them that love God to or call according to His purpose. Number two, the privilege. We live in church, we have many spiritual and natural benefits and privileges. God is our heavenly Father and our provider. We have the Bible, the Word of God, as our road to heaven and our guide for living here. The household of faith, the church, is our dwelling place and source of fellowship. In the name of the Lord, we have found the source of joy and peace and a secret to a good life on earth. Now, long even with all of this, yet long the place. Now, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians regarding the existence of the justified hope. In Corinthians 15:19, he states, in this life only we have hope in Christ. We are all men, most minstrel. Even all of the beauties and the benefits of the present world life in which we live in God, there is still a competitive desire for a better life. Our salvation experience is the earnest of the inheritance. In heaven. For this reason, we have grown within ourselves, waiting for the heaven to win the redemption of our body. Romans 8:23. We are grown for this boy and our goal, for this our strength. And do not want life in, but heaven is so great that we in this finale with body, we are grown, being burned. It would be a close where God might be swallowed up alive. That's Corinthians 5. And the child of hope and desire beyond this world recognized that his life is all people long for a place in a life where they can escape problems and the turmoils of this life. Hello, we'll feel this longing perfectly. Be nothing. Far is beauty, no disappointments, no disturbed its blessing. Oh, child of God, oh, Baba Shanda. Oh, look so much. A heart longing to be in the flesh. Now, look further. This thing. And distinct desire for grace is not unique to the child of God. There is almost no recognition of life beyond this hope that it will be improvement, that it inherit there in folk of gold or happy hunting don't die. Other have similar concept and expression again, this distinctive recognition of beyond and better. Everyone's desire. And so here we recognize everybody has an instinct desire of something better beyond the life in which we live. That's why you see a lot of researchers. That's why you see a lot of people looking to this beyond this own life or this life or even which we live. Because God himself has that instinct desire to long for something better than what we have right here inside every person's heart, no matter what you're from, no matter what economical status, every man, woman, boy, girl, and something beyond where they're at even right now. Everyone to an experience. Everyone will enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, child, God, that's powerful. Mark 2, brought from the night. He spoke to Nicodemus about a second birth. John 3, the man be born of water, he cannot enter into God. Jesus related the concern the need for regeneration, new birth. If he possesses the hope of making heaven his home, a person has passed from darkness to sin into the marvelous light of God's righteousness. Desires and attitudes will pass away, and all things will become new. To enter the kingdom of God, he must experience a birth of water and spirit. Obedience to the gospel, the news of Jesus Christ is necessary. This is how God does this personally, identifying with the burial and resurrection at birth. Experience is the kingdom God. And the prerequisite to the entrance and the child of God, it goes on. Domain is on the role of the church. You must be born again of the Spirit, just like the scripture has seen it. That's what happened to Nicodemus. He went to Jesus by night and he said, what must I do to be born? And this is what I said. No, I said, you are in the spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And so here he has begun to how he must enter in. He must be born again. Ah, we at our church have been talking about the first and the last. Well, we say it's the second, though. We're talking about the beauty and the beast. Talking about we must be born again. And of course, the happiness and a plan of life. And the prince prepared peace. Jesus addressed concerning this. In 14, he said, in God's house are many men. If it were not so, I would have told you. My question were for man, questions are the abiding. The American Bible vision, the word that has belly for resting. So we must recognize that there is a place for prepared people. That's the still of God. We go to church on Sunday, worship God, go to services, and be the holy and righteous, preparing ourselves for this period. Oh, come on, child of God. We are preparing daily. Many people say, well, why the church all the time? Why are you not so proud all the time? We are preparing our this plan that God has given them to all have pieces stated that their mansions were ready in place and ready. It's prophesied for those who heard it, and even it does those who read about it. Jesus did say that he was going to prepare a place for us. John 14, verses 2 and 3. We do not really know this was the preparation he is making for us, but it would be indescribable. Paul the Apostle declared that our eyes have never seen, nor we never heard, and have never comprehended the things that he prepared for us. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. That we are able to comprehend fully for our spirit and third perspective of the importance of being a black, often that materialism and improper property are value. God knows that there are some things more important than mansions. Man can build mansions on earth and have them for life, for they cannot compare to heaven's mansions. There are some things that money cannot buy, nor can man. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. It's a place for prepared people. John in Revelation 21 and 2 of Jerusalem has been prepared to bride, adorned for her husband. Now let's look at this perfect place. In his instruction to his disciples concerning the place he will prepare, Jesus said, that I am, that where I am, may you be also. John 14, 3. It has been said by many, wherever Jesus is, it will be heaven for me. Wherever it may be, if the place of joy and affection, Jesus Christ is here. John in Revelation 21, there will be no more seas. Probably will be no more separation of things here and there that we hold dear. Now, let's get the certainty of heaven. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. 14 and 2. such as the Word of God. Heaven is a real place. We have the assurance of God that through His Word, that someday we can go there. Now, heaven is a real place. In this description, John spoke of heaven as a city with walls, foundation, measurement, like 12,000 furlongs, Revelation 21, verses 14 through 16. The description also included gate and street, abiding credentials, credence for the fact that it's reality. Now, Jesus, He will be there in heaven. One of the greatest of the reality of heaven and of the Jewish will be the presence of Jesus Christ there. Revelation 21, a Tuesday, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Jesus decided that He could come to the place where He was going for, where He was staying at His town, as well as for all of His God will show He with them, be their God. Revelation 20 and 6. That's some of the riches of heaven. Words fell so short of adequately describing what the Lord has prepared for this ninth day. But it is written, eyes not seen, heard, having entered into the heart of man, the things we have prepared for us. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Jesus wants to prepare a place for us. Someone has said, if the Lord created this universe on His days, just imagine what heaven would be. So indeed, it has been creation, the body, the powers, the tree, and the spirit, the bird of the crops, and the sun, and the colored leaves, the fall, beauty of the snow, the radiance, the baby, and the bustle of the sunshine, and the gay of the sunset, and all nature give ample sense of the majestic force behind this own earth and universe. How much more special will that He has prepared for those that He has redeemed by His precious blood and been unfaithful? Now, a great beauty. James the Revelator received that insight in New Jerusalem. He saw things that exceed all men's dreams. The magic. Apostle Paul, evidently writing of himself, told of one who was caught up to third and heard speak all words with all for me. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 2, for time present, let John's description satisfy our hunger for into the beauty of that which the redeemed the Lord shall go. Let's look over what God received. Revelation 1, verses 10 to 25, and I will then hear it. And carry away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, city, and heavenly Jerusalem, sending of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the light was at like unto a stone most precious, even like a gemstone, clear as crystal, having a word as high, having 12 feet, and gates of angels. Names written there on the 12 tribes of the children of Judah, and the wall of 12 foundations, and in them the name of apostles of the Lamb, and the city lies for squares, and the length is a large half, the breadth, and he measured this with the reed 12,000 furlongs, and the length and the breadth and the height of it is equal. He measured the wall thereof. And 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is an angel. The wall of it was of the jasper, and the city was pure gold, like the glass, and the foundation of all the city were garnished all of men of the precious stone, and the first foundation was jasper and sapphire, and the third was stone and emerald, sardonyx, and the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, and the tenth was chrysoprasus, and the jasper, and the twelfth was amethyst, and the twelfth was pearls. Three several gates was drawn, and the streets of the city was pure gold, and it was transparent gold. Shall no temple be for the Lord God Almighty, and the Lamb of the beloved. This had gold with the sun, shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof, and the gates of it shall not be shut all day. There shall be no night. Oh, come on, child. Isn't it awesome? Oh, that is great hope. Go to that sea. Heaven. The streets are paved with gold, so clear, crystal clear. What a beautiful sight and the distant place that our Lord and Savior has prepared for his people, the redeemed child of God. Now, look at the rewards of the mansion was wonderful and gold and all precious material. And those will make the place beautiful indeed. These things will be in heaven for the saints to enjoy. But there are certain other truths that will make them heavenly. That's the thing about in heaven. When the preacher started to describe what he saw as he came, he noted that there was no more sleep. And for years, I have been isolated. Civilization by a great sea. When she with family and friends and the people of God were because of his distinct place. Finally, John saw that this formidable barrier would move. He proceeded that it will remove from his people in heaven, including himself, is going to remove fears. He was going through sorrows, weeping, pain, earth, not Revelation. You see that in Revelation 21, verses 3 through 5. Revelation 22, verses 3 and 5 through 5. God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, in sorrow, nor pain. This shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He set up the throne. Behold, I make all things new. Galatians 21, verses 8 through 5. Mankind can build mansions, but in a quiet way, man keeps the length of life. They cannot eradicate death. Man can is most things, but they cannot end sorrow. All the crying, all pain to cease. Man cannot do that. We consider all the physical here in heaven, they pale in the greater purpose that God has been included in the day. It is impossible for the human mind to conceive all of the glory. The same, the Lord can share to be in heaven for eternity. Oh, top God, I'm heaven. I'm excited about what God has prepared for a prepared child. Walk upright, Lord. That's why it's good for us to get into the house of God and to stay in the house of God to allow yourself to live holy and righteous life before the Lord of God. We are preparing ourselves daily for the call of heaven. If you have not faith in Jesus' name, feel the Holy Ghost, and speaking in the name of the Lord, I invite you to seek out there. God, we invite you to the church where you can be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin and filled all the way up with the Holy Ghost dwelling within you, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gives you. You must be born water of the Spirit. Your sin must be remit out of your life and redeemed out of darkness into the kingdom, which is ours. Now we've been redeemed. We're looking for a robe and a crown. When we get to heaven, get excited about it. And it's bringing it. And to the church of God, I get so excited about it. Let's continue on here. Among the rewards will be received by those made for unto death to the coming of the Lord will be great grateful. According to the world of God, and respond to the question, what are these which are arrayed in white? These are they which and have washed their robes and made them wait in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 17:13. Now, another of the special awards and rewards given in heaven, we the dispensing what the Bible calls crowns. In the scripture, there will be five crowns awarded. Number one, crown of life. Named chapter 1 and verse number 12, Revelation 10. This crown will be given to those that have been saved by a dying of severe testing. This would be especially of the martyrs, those who have given their life to God. So, that is faithful. But God, the crown is for you. Put the crown, the crown of glory, for Peter 5:4. Those who willingly give themselves to feed the flock of receive this recognition, the crown of glory. So the man and the woman of God that are feeding the flock to your heart today, be encouraged. There is a crown of glory that is laid up to you. Take heart and be encouraged. The incorruptible crown, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, who have given themselves submission to service and have thereby gained a mastery over the old man, who received this crown, the incorruptible crown, 10:9-25. So hold on. Those that are submitting to leadership, to the government that God has established with churches, and sacrifices that you have made, and the service that you have given in the house of the Lord, guess what? There is a corruptible crown that is made up for you. Now, the crown of righteousness, 2 Timothy 4, reserved for those who live the way and for the appearance of Christ. That is the crown of righteousness. Reading 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 8. For all of you that are waiting and looking for the appearance of Christ, the crown that is waiting for you. Number 5, crown of rejoicing. 1 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 19-20. Now, this will be a special honor to those who were responsible for reaching within a soul. One beautiful thing that these crown is everyone have a privilege of getting at least one. They can be attained by the body of Christ. What a glory time there will be when the King of Ages hand out the crowns of reward to his faithful subject and people. And so, children of God, we must be about our Father's business. There is a crown and a reward that wait you because you out evangelize and touching and winning souls right. There's a crown of rejoicing because you love and you're looking for the appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming again. There's a crown waiting for you. The incorruptible crown that are for those that are submitting and submitting themselves to leadership and sacrifice and serve unto God and to the people of God. There's the incorruptible crown for you. Those that gain mastery over the old man, we the first and those that are gaining mastery over that first animal, that sinful nature. A crown of glory for those that are feeding the flock. Be encouraged. And I'm like in severe testing and trial, there is a crown for you. Oh, child God, so be the courage. That's never before, because if we have hope just in this life, there are many of all is miserable. I want you to keep your hope and your confidence. Hope that's never before. The list of Seattle. Now, even that devil be a in the book of Revelation also describes the new song sung in heaven. According to Revelation, the nine song, it will give honor and praise to the world. It will the book. And this is the song that the redeemed will sing to the last. Redeemed. So we will be singing unto the Lamb who redeemed us a new song. Oh, Shandadariya Shandadi. Okay. Oh, and those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb will join in praising the Lord God for his righteous work of redemption. The angels, they cannot sing in this heavenly chorus because they have not been redeemed. They're spectators. The redeemed will be able to sing the song. What a day that it will be when the host hands. You're going to be singing the songs of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Same crown that we've gotten and received. We will cast a crown at the Savior. It's a wonderful song that our church sings that I love it, and it's called I Will Worship Thee. It goes on to say that my God is faithful, my God is true, my God is wonderful. My God is mercy to the oppressed. And it said, when my life is complete, I'm going to lay my crown down at his feet. And I will worship him, the beauty of holiness. So in the nature of God, we're going to worship God in the beauty of holiness when we get to heaven. We're worshiping here now because worshiping the sanctuary have just been so awesome. And we're seeing the beauty of God's holiness dwelling among his people in these better days as never before. We've seen the beauty of the Lord. And I tell you, when our life is complete, we are going down at his feet because we will worship him in the beauty of holiness, standing there beholding face to face. At the heart, giving praise and glory and honor that is due unto this holy name. And so I want never to recognize that we are going to worship in the beauty of holiness, of who he is. And we can practice this every day of our life down here on earth. As we see songs of Zion unto him and so praise and word unto him. Before he says, after we receive our rewards and our crowns of glory from him, we're going to take the same crowns that and we're going to cast them at his feet. And so I believe God stand in my world because we thank the Lord Almighty. I want you to be encouraged today as before. Stay faithful, God. Stay faithful to comfort you. Stay in severe time of testing. Stay faithful of God in a way that fears. Stay faithful to being submissive and sacrificing and giving up your service and teach the master and take control over that old man. There's a crown of incorruptible crown is waiting for you. Look at him, man, and to await his second appearance. There will be a crown of righteousness. Oh, there should be a crown of righteousness that's laid up for you, God. And those that are out there in the trenches, those that are out reaching the souls, and those are out there that are being pursued because they are evangelizing and knocking on doors and passing out tracts and inviting those to church and inviting people to Sunday school. I want to know that there is a crown of rejoicing waiting for you to God and again. Don't you dare give in. I know it may be hard. Hold fast. There is a crown of life waiting for you, child of God. I feel that your heart will be encouraged. And therefore, hold fast to the horn of the let down your anchor. Oh, open your mind and choose you this day who you're going to serve. Many people are walking away. Many people are turning their back on God. Many people are walking away because the Bible says there will be a great falling away. I come to you, God, don't you dare fall away. I can speak your heart. Hold fast as never before. Let God continue to comfort and encourage and strengthen your heart. Find yourself. We've come to tell you in our conclusion. Hope in the heart of man is a great motivator for positive action. I've chosen to deal with man on the basis of redemption through Christ here in this life. And the hope given by the promise of something beyond fears, pain, and sorrow. That which awaits us is far better than anything we dream or imagine. We must recognize that the end of man, God, was in heaven, will fail before the presence of the Lamb of God. Even the crown that will be rewarded will not be worn long because the Word of God declares. Even the 24 beasts, elders, even the 24 elders will cast their crown before the throne in recognition that thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Revelation 4, 10 and 11 states, so joy and the glory ultimately be the Lamb of God, who took away the sin of the world and canceled your tears and canceled out all your pain and death have been removed. All sorrowing overtakes the arrival in heaven, something to be greatly to desire. So today, the ideal time, get ready to go to that wonderful place. I want to take the sign of the Holy Ghost to share with that one. You have not been repented of your sin. This will be a good opportunity for you to repent today. Ask God to give you all of your sins unity. Open with our prayer. I ask, oh God, that you forgive us for all our sins unity, transgressions that we have done towards you and the things of God. And God, Lord, we repent of it, Lord. And turn our heart, turn our mind, and turn our life all around in your hand. And we ask that surrender ourselves, oh God, into your hands this day. You, Lord, are preeminent in our life. And Father, we thank you, dear God. We receive your pardon, forgiveness, for all of our sins and iniquity. Receive what you've done on the cross of Calvary, your death, your burial, and your resurrection. We receive it into our life today. And for the rest of our life, we hold you righteous before you. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. I would encourage you, if you prayed that prayer today, and you repented of your sin, I pray that you would look for a church that are baptizing in Jesus' name. People being to be filled with the Father and living a holy and a righteous life before the God Almighty. If you pray that prayer, I pray in with I want you first that you can email me, go to my website, GetHelenORE.com, and I will help find a church that you can get into. What? It's almost midnight. Jesus is on his way back for his bride. He said he's coming back for a church without spot or any such thing. He's lighting their spots and wrinkles out of the garment of his life. He's getting ready to cut the air and come meet him now. He's not coming back to the earth. And he's going to meet his people. Wow. Will you be ready? Father God, will you be ready for the child of God? Make sure you have enough oil in your lamp. If the bridegroom is coming and you need enough oil, make the journey. Don't be like the foolish virgin. Did not have enough oil in their lamp. I call it hell, you make sure you have oil in your lamp. And you will be found ready when the bridegroom comes back. Oh, child of God, hear what the Spirit of the Lord enters our lives and gender. We are watching it on the wall, crying for the peace of God to take. Imagine those that the lost sheep or the house of Jesus calling you into the house of the Lord. Backslide from home. They were blind. Whom you want to serve will it now be God? Oh, child of God, I like to be God of this world. Pray that you've been encouraged. I pray you've been blessed. I pray you rededicated your life. I pray that you made your mind. I pray that you're no longer holding to a man. I know, God, that you will run your life like you never ran before and do the work of the Lord. Put your head out and not look back. I pray that you make the journey from your level forward. Let's continue to pray for one another. Let's continue to encourage and invoke one another to good works that we're doing for the Lord. And that we have not exactly faith on that, that we have not got that's what the word says. And allow with the word of God to become choked out of our hearts. Hold fast to somebody. Hold fast to the things God has prepared for prepared people. Prepare yourself for God wants to get back in body. Get back in spirit. You feel like, I do not want to fool me to get there. Because I'm working today. Get into the podcast. Connect to pastor. Continue to be fed for the Lord. Continue to talk with God. Way. Out of no way. When I conclude, I'm getting a bit close. That's been such a blessing. Hope in Jesus Christ is righteousness. This was the teaching of about him. And he taught that land promised to the saints of God, that new and better is heaven. For John 14:8, in the Father's house, new mansion, to wrap. So I told you, I'm here. I pray that you make it. Pray to be encouraged, child of God, and put your redemption, draw. Thank you, dear God, for this time on today with the real landlord. We thank you, dear God, for even Russia. And Lord, the one that needed me, I want to need to give my Lord message. And again, let them the point of water, spirit, and be baptized in Jesus. Now give them a nation, God, the richness, be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. Tongue as the Spirit of the Lord gives. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise for all my listeners. Let them revelation and your blessed word. And Father, bless change and give you all the glory and give you all the praise to do unto your name. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let you bless. And I pray that God has blessed you be on the broadcast. On. I want you to know that the greatest time of the future God time is before. Let us rise to the occasion to be the men of the world that God has called us out to be. Yes, I think on every hand there's an incorruptible crown laid up and having a crown of life. Therefore, you so be encouraged. First of all, because God has never before. I pray that you have been blessed, that you have before, and I pray that God has been you, by you, and may you continue to rest, not rule by His name. So in closing, I say that you, God, you are just one miracle from your blessing. Yes, there is a miracle right between your nose and your teeth. It is to do with that, and ye shall receive. Seek, and you shall knock, and shall be unto you. God is going to bless you and be thou blessed, because the God we serve is your angel. Do exceedingly abundantly let master thing call the power that work in us. God, be thou blessed and encouraged. And bless the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. And I declare in your life increase this year is coming to your house. God bless you. That's my prayer. And bye-bye.